This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Oysters were once plentiful in the waters around Boston. They served as an important food source for Native Americans and colonial settlers alike.
But by the early 20th century, over-harvesting and industrial pollution had taken their toll, and the oysters vanished. But today, a fledgling brood of bivalves is back in Boston Harbor, thanks to the efforts of a few volunteers.
And as Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reports, these oysters aren't for eating. They have a higher purpose.
In 2006, author and part-time Gloucester resident Mark Kurlansky published a book called The Big Oyster about the huge oyster beds that once lined the Hudson River estuary and fed all of New York City. In Boston, the book wound up in the hands of a dentist-turned-fund manager named Andrew Jay.
A whole series of people in my neighborhood in Charlestown had read it, and someone said, "I wonder if there are ever oysters in Boston Harbor." And someone else said, "Wouldn't it be neat if we brought them back?"
And thus, the Massachusetts Oyster Project was born in 2008, an all-volunteer effort aimed at bringing oysters back to the harbor. Not for slurping, but for scrubbing.
Each oyster can filter 30 gallons of water a day. They pull out silt, phytoplankton, and bacteria.
Phytoplankton are what make up the red tides, fed by the nitrogen that results from us feeding ourselves.
Nitrogen is contained in urine. The average person in the Boston area is contributing 12 pounds of nitrogen to Boston Harbor. So one of the good things about oysters is they fix that nitrogen into their shells. They're about 8% nitrogen by weight.
Sewage runoff isn't nearly the problem it once was in the harbor, thanks to the Deer Island treatment plant, completed in 1998. And now, the opening last month of a huge new sewage tank along South Bay promises to make beach closures an annual or biannual rarity. But Jay thinks oysters could solve the problem the rest of the way.
If you have a heavy rain, you're still going to have surface runoff go into the harbor. But think about it, if you have a population of oysters there waiting to clean it, if the beach is closed now for 5 days, maybe we can reduce that beach closing to 1 day or 2 days. Or we have the baseline level of pollution so low that when we do get some effluent coming in, that it doesn't make as big an impact.
At the edge of the North End, where Commercial Street turns onto the Charlestown Bridge, Jay has backed his car up to the waterfront. A couple of his volunteers go about unloading heavy netted bags from the trunk.
Are there more left?
I think he's got two more in the back of the car.
So what you see here is these are bags of oysters. These oyster shells actually were salvaged from an event at B&G Oysters, their oyster invitational.
Jay actually sent volunteers to the posh South End eatery to rescue shells right off of busboys' trays. They make an ideal home for oyster spat, that is, baby oysters, which have been seeded onto the surface of these shells.
These guys are going to be happy now. Oh, we're back in the water!
Yay! Jay and his volunteers wade into the murky water just offshore and gently lower the bags. A gaggle of crabs and starfish encroach, smelling dinner. Hopefully, the spat on the interior of the bag will be out of their reach. But it's not just predators that have been attracted by all the commotion. A sinister-looking boat draws near.
This is probably the state police or the harbor police coming in to ask what we're doing.
Apparently the fuzz gets a little twitchy when they see men waiting in the harbor, particularly around the bridges.
What are you up to?
We're not taking anything out. We're just putting down some spat on shell.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ensure. All right.
Thank you very much. We will call next time. I thought since we didn't have divers going down.
The Oyster Project has enjoyed a good deal of support from the various entities with jurisdiction in Boston Harbor, but this isn't the first time authorities have gotten a little jittery.
The Division of Marine Fisheries in some ways has been super in that they've allowed this program to go on. On the other hand, they are concerned about creating a tempting hazard, which is the water of Boston Harbor are closed to shell fishing. And if we do succeed in establishing oyster reefs, etc., we run the risk of those oysters being harvested illegally and then somehow getting into the food chain.
Jay says he'd love to plant some oysters in other spots like Fort Point Channel, but the state won't let him. He's had to turn down more than $50,000 in grant offers because unless he can expand, there's simply nothing to spend it on. But he does share the concern about people eating these oysters, which are filled with all kinds of pollutants. That's why Jay and his volunteers are trying to position these bags such that they're not noticeable from shore.
Well, what do you think?
I'm a little nervous about the light color. So, Adam, if you were walking by here in the daylight and you saw this, what would you do?
Is this before or after they caught Whitey?
Touché, my friend. Touché.
Over the last 3 years, the Massachusetts Oyster Project has proven that oysters can survive in Boston Harbor. What Jay is hoping to prove this summer is that these nascent reefs can be self-sustaining.
We have some oysters now that have been down for a couple of years, and they are of the requisite size that they should be able to reproduce. And we're hoping we'll see some signs of young oysters popping up.
So will we ever be able to eat these guys?
Probably not in your or my lifetimes, but maybe in our children's lifetimes.
As Jay and his guys finish up, even more crabs move in. To look at it, you'd never know the harbor contained so much life, but thanks to cleanup efforts, what was known in the 80s as the filthiest harbor in the nation is now incredibly vital. Mackerel have been spotted, scallops, stripers, lobsters. If successful, Andrew Jay's oyster reefs could represent the crowning achievement, a biological homecoming that both seals and signifies the revival of Boston Harbor.
That report from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa.